Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. It's good for us to ask the question, what matters most in life? Time and again, the book of Proverbs helps us to think this through. Many people would assume that it's good to have control of people and even whole communities. Some people would want to be a powerful politician or the head of a major company. To be in charge of a whole city might seem like an amazing and very desirable achievement. But the writer observed that it's far more important to have patience and self-control than to have power and influence. He's talking about what the New Testament describes as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Bible never suggests that it's wrong to have wealth or power. If either have come your way, you should give thanks to God for them. What matters is where you put them in their proper place. They're nowhere near as important as living for God with the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control which he gives to all those who walk in his ways. Money and power come and go. They're temporary. But the fruit of the Spirit is of a completely different nature, being as eternal and indestructible as God himself. As ever, the focus of the book of Proverbs is on helping the reader to live life to the full. The writer's many severe words of warning are always with the intention of helping the reader to avoid pitfalls and disaster. He sees living for God as the most exciting and desirable way of life, which brings blessing to us and all those around us. Choosing God's way is often not the easiest path, but it's always the best. So let me ask you a question and be honest about this. What matters most to you in your life? Now let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you share the unvarnished truth with us. Help us to seek the fruit of your Holy Spirit before anything else. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.